You may be seated. We've been doing a very exciting study, a group of lessons on the manifestation gifts of the Holy Ghost, the supernatural surprises of the Holy Ghost. The baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, it is the gateway into the gifts of the Spirit, especially the nine manifestation gifts. These gifts are all divine. They are not natural. They are all supernatural gifts. There are three great categories, and if you came in tonight, you got a handout. The three, nine gifts in three categories. Revelational gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. The revelational gifts is in which God reveals something. Then there are power gifts in which God does something. Faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing. And then there are the inspirational gifts, prophecy, gifts of unknown tongues, and then interpretation of tongues. These gifts, the manifestation gifts, they're all supernatural gifts from God. If you look on the next sheet, we've got the definitions of the nine gifts. I've given this to you. These are gifts, the definitions is given by Dr. Lester Sumrall. He studied on a man named Howard Carter. I've studied the gifts on a lot of people. I like Dr. Sumrall's definitions because in studying the gifts and watching them operate in my own life, these definitions run true to course. He got these from Howard Carter, who was an educated man that left his university and went on the mission field to carry the gospel around the world. And Lester was the young evangelist that went with him. And Lester ultimately became the evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, teacher, preacher. He had all the gifts operating in him. And I had the privilege to study under him and to be able to go to Israel with him and go to a lot of places with him. We went out to South Bend when he dedicated his cathedral of praise. Kenneth Hagin was out there preaching. And Shambach and just a wonderful gathering of people. And Dr. Sumrall, I just love being in his presence. But tonight we're going to continue our study, and we're going to begin with the revelational gifts. And if you will look at those gifts as they're given, this is the order that I'm going to follow in teaching these. And I will just teach them as the Spirit leads me. I prepared all of these lessons, but it's time for the church to get a hold of what God has done. Look at your handout, the revelational gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Let's look at what the Word of God has to say. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, 18. All of these nine manifestation gifts, they're listed by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 18, he says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Now look at verse 10. It says, "To another discerning of spirits." So there you have the three revelational gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. In these revelational gifts, God reveals something supernaturally, something you cannot know with the natural mind. These gifts can function through a man or woman. Aren't you glad God didn't leave anybody out? They belong to the entire body of Christ. In these gifts, God supernaturally reveals to a person something that the natural mind did not conceive, the ears did not hear, and the eyes have not seen. So tonight, we're going to look at the word of wisdom in very great detail. The gift of the word of wisdom has nothing to do with how brilliant or how smart you are. It has nothing to do with academic achievement or your educational background. The word of wisdom can be given to a person with very little education or to a person that is well educated. But the word of wisdom has nothing to do with natural abilities. It's all supernatural. They are this. I like to call them the supernatural surprises of the Holy Ghost. I call them that because I read it one day, but my mother used to tell people, say, "Come to church." I was a little boy. "Oh, I don't want to go to church." "Come to church. The Holy Ghost is going to be there tonight." "No, I don't want to go to church." "Come to church. The Holy Ghost is like a big surprise box. You don't know what he's going to do next." And mother didn't know the Greek, but mother knew the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost had revealed to her that he was a great big surprise box. And aren't you glad that God moves in our midst like that? So the word of wisdom has nothing to do with natural abilities. The gift of the word of wisdom means that God reveals something to you concerning the future under the anointing of God. Now think about it. A word is a fragment or an offspring of a thought. That's what a word is. The word of knowledge is not that God gives you everything. He just gives you a fragment or a word of his knowledge, a fragment of the total wisdom of God, just like a fragment is a part of a sentence. It's a word of a sentence. So the gifts reveal in part the purpose of God on earth. And he's revealing to you the future of what's going to happen. God declares the end from the beginning. So he knows it all. So he'll share some of his knowledge with you. And these gifts, they operate in the emergencies of life most of the time. Somebody's got an emergency. So to have the gifts operating, somebody needs an emergency. That's when God steps in and does something supernatural. But God only reveals a part of the future in the word of wisdom. Look at what Paul said, 1 Corinthians 12 and 7. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. There's some things that are mysteries. The word of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And then he goes on to say in verse 9, look at verse 9. Eyes not seen, nor ears heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then expect God to show you something. Look at verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So all the prophets in the Bible, they possess this gift, the gift of the word of wisdom. Every one of them. They were all seers. We read our Bible and we think, well, this is just the Bible. No, these were seers that saw the future through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. So when you read your Bible, I'm going to show you some of the gifts tonight in certain subject matter we've studied over the years. But these are gifts of the word of wisdom operating. And then next time that I speak, I'm going to do the word of knowledge operating in the Old Testament and then the word of knowledge working in the New Testament. Tonight, I'm just going to mix them up as we go through this on the word of wisdom. God has revealed unto us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, the prophets all had this divine gift operating in them. Then they knew what would come to pass in the future. We'll look at some of that tonight. Today we have the devil's counterfeit on television, the psychic network, where people pay millions of dollars trying to know the future. Now, if the church was operating in the fullness of this gift right here, it would put the devil's crowd out of business. Amen. See, the world wants the supernatural power, and it's time for the church to arise and shine. Look at Isaiah 60, verse 1. It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He sent the Holy Ghost to the church so the gifts could operate in your life. They don't just belong to the fivefold ministry. They're for everybody in the body of Christ. Now, so look at verse 2 of Isaiah 60, verse 2. It said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. That means that if you go on and read that, he's talking about the Gentiles coming into the kingdom of God. Well, we are the Gentiles. We're that wild olive branch that's been grafted in. And so we've been grafted into the kingdom of God. And we are that Gentile nation that Isaiah, the prophet, was looking at, seeing arise and shine. Your day has come. We're in the last days. And we're to rise up in the gifts of the Spirit and let people know that Jesus Christ is alive, that the gifts of the Spirit are still operating, that Jesus, the head of the church, he sent the gifts to the church so the church would be endued with power from on high. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. That you're in a house where you can learn something about God. See, the Bible is full of people who possess this gift, the word of knowledge and word of wisdom, rather, and it's time for the church to arise once again in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, let's just look at some people. God revealed to Noah the coming of the flood before it ever happened. Look at Genesis 6 and 12. God, this is this gift operating right here. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, Noah had this gift of the word of wisdom, a fragment of what would happen in the future from the knowledge of God. Noah knew over 100 years, 130 years he preached before it took place, that the earth was going to be destroyed with the flood. This was the gift of the word of wisdom functioning through Noah. The prophet Daniel, he saw empires leap into existence before they were ever born. He was living during the Babylonian Empire. He was taken there. He actually served as the prime minister under two or three. He served under Nebuchadnezzar, and then he served under Cyrus. And this man, Daniel, he was a seer. He interpreted dreams. And under King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel saw the Persian Empire. He saw the Greek Empire. He saw the Roman Empire before they were born. He saw the 10 nations coming together, which Jesus Christ will come, and he's going to set up his kingdom. He saw all of this. This was the gift of the word of wisdom operating through Daniel. Now, David revealed through the Psalms, here's this gift operating again, how the Messiah would come, how he would die, that this was the word of wisdom. David talked about how he said, I thirst. He saw Messiah being crucified, dying. And why have you left me, God? He saw it. He was a seer, word of wisdom in operation. Joel, he prophesied in the last days that the Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. Aren't you glad he sent the Holy Ghost to the church? Now, when I was a small boy, I was reared in a Pentecostal holiness church. There was not a Pentecostal alive at that time that would have believed that the Baptists and the Methodists and the Catholics and others would receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. How many of you remember that? I do. People thought that the gift of the Spirit was a denominational thing. They thought they had a corner on God. But God began to jump over denominational lines, and he began to do a new thing. And now people of all denominations are speaking in tongues. You can't put God in a little box and contain him. We got people in here that were Baptists full of the Holy Ghost. We got Presbyterians. We got Catholics that have come here. We got them come from other churches. Sister Clara's brought several of them. Going back in my office, talked to them about the gifts of the Holy Ghost, laid hands on them. They've been filled with the Spirit. Why they don't come back in and just enjoy it all the time, I don't know. They go back to their church. I'd go somewhere where the river of life is flowing. Glory to God. I'd go somewhere where the gifts of the Spirit in operation, where signs and wonders are taking place, where there are people of like precious faith that are looking to God to show up in supernatural power. Is that what you're looking for? That's what my heart cries for. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God loves the whole world, and the treasures of God and the gifts of the Spirit, they belong to the whole church and not just a select few. God loves the whole world. And anyone who will look to him, they will receive that blessing. I love to see people come in here. We got so many people that their lives have been fragmented and broken. And they come, and now we've got them that they got jobs, they got homes, they got marriages. Their lives have been put together. And that's what God can do. Amen. Now, let's look at the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 53 is the great redemption chapter. The prophet describes here the nature of the Messiah. He describes what kind of a person Jesus would be, how he would be rejected, a man of sorrow, how he would die, and how by his stripes we would be healed. This was 700 years before Jesus was ever born. And at this time that Isaiah describes being healed by the stripes on the back, put on a person's back as a form of punishment, that had never been done at that time. So this type of punishment was not known at the time of Isaiah. I believe it was the Roman Empire that instituted that. So this was the word of wisdom. Now, look at Matthew 8, 16, and 17. This is the best commentary that I know on Isaiah chapter 53. All people, they get all mixed up. Well, this is the Holy Ghost commentary right here, the word of God. Jesus had been out ministering. He's tired. He goes to Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law is sick. She has a fever. And Jesus stood over her. He prayed for her, rebuked that thing. So it was a spirit. It understood what Jesus was saying, it departed from her, and she got up and ministered to the Lord. She probably cooked him something. But when the evening was come, the people found out that Jesus was there. Now let's look at this. It says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that was sick. Look at the next verse. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So that is the Holy Ghost commentary on Isaiah chapter 53. So is healing for everybody? You better believe it. It's just a gift from God, and God wants his people. When Matthew recorded this, this was actually a word of knowledge. This is something that already exists. God had already declared it. The punishment already existed. So it was a word of knowledge where God carried him back through the scriptures and showed him, gave him a word. And then he recorded under the anointing of the Holy Ghost this word of knowledge, giving us the greatest commentary that you could ever have. People like to write commentaries, and they put all kind of false stuff in there. You know, they get mixed up. But when the Holy Ghost wrote this one through Matthew, he got it right. How many believe the Holy Ghost got it right? Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's a great thing. This was the word of God functioning, the word of wisdom functioning through Isaiah, and then the word of knowledge through, if you look at your hand out there, the word of wisdom is God revealing the prophetic future under the anointing. The word of knowledge is the revelation of a fact that exists, which cannot be seen or heard or revealed naturally. So God just moves in and does things supernaturally. Now, in the New Testament, we find the same gift functioning today. The word of wisdom was functioning in the Old Testament. It continues to operate today. In Matthew chapter 24, Luke 21, you can go back and look these up later, listen to the teaching. Mark 13, Jesus foretold the destruction of the temple and the signs that would accompany his return at the end of the age. Now, many of these things have come to pass in our generation, but many of them have not come to pass yet. See, we don't pay much attention to them because we say, oh, well, that's just a part of Bible prophecy. And we fail to categorize it right. But what it is the word of wisdom given by God. It's a revelation of the future. And it's important that you know that, because when they start showing up in your life and God begins to show you your future, if you can go back to the Bible and say, this is what the prophets, they were seers, they were seeing. And I may not be a prophet, but I'm seeing what God is revealing to me. And God, he does not allow his people to be blindsided. God is an intelligent being. He wants his people to be intelligent and knowledge, intelligent about the word of God, because knowledge is power, and knowledge will help you through the courses of life. But the New Testament is full of instances of the word of wisdom being manifested. The Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians and 1 Timothy and other epistles, he revealed things that would come to pass in the last days. That was the word of wisdom functioning in Paul. It functioned in his life just like it functioned in Isaiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and the other great prophets. The Apostle Peter, he was very emphatic about the signs that would come to pass before the Lord's return. Let's look at what he had to say. 2 Peter 3 and 10 and following. He says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall burn up. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in holy conversation, lifestyle, and godliness? What conversation means, lifestyle. Verse 12, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's going to happen, but look what he says. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, the word of wisdom had revealed, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, we're the righteousness of God. It is the kingdom of righteousness. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Paul said, he who knew no sin was made sin with our sin, so we could be made the righteousness of God in him. So we have a righteous standing with God. The gifts can function through us if we live a pure, clean, holy life and keep ourselves separated from the world, looking for the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Go on, get zealous and praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I love this because Peter goes all the way in these few verses of Scripture from the rapture of the church when Jesus comes for his bride, the righteous one, the righteous bride. Amen. To the new heaven and the new earth, where Jesus will reign as King of kings, and we shall rule and reign with him as kings and priests unto God throughout the golden ages of eternity. I tell you, that ought to excite you right there. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing by. My treasures and my hopes, they're all up in the sky. The angels beckon me to heaven's golden shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm headed to a city whose builder and maker is God, whose foundation is made out of all types of precious things. Glory to God. I tell you, thinking about heaven, happy home above, heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven eternal, heaven supernal. Well, I'm so glad that it's real. Since childhood, I heard of a heaven, I wondered if it could be true, if there could be mansions eternal up there somewhere beyond the blue. I wonder, do people really go there? Then one day sweet Jesus came in, and I caught a vision of heaven, my soul with all heaven did blend. Do you know it? Didn't sing it. Heaven, happy home above. Heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven, eternal. Heaven, supernal. Well, I'm so glad that it's real. Yes, I'm so glad that is real. See, we just think it's Bible prophecy, but it's the word of wisdom that God is throwing out there, showing us our future home. Go and praise God. Heaven belongs to you and me. Glory to God. Now, this gift functioned in the Apostle Paul in Acts 23 when the people plotted to put Paul to death. Look at what Luke wrote in Acts 23 and 11. It says, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. It was impossible for Paul to die on this occasion simply because Jesus said, you are going to testify of me. Now, Paul had no human way of knowing how he would ever get to Rome to speak. He's a prisoner. But God revealed to him the future for his life through the gift of the word of wisdom. Think about it. He's on the ship, and they hadn't seen the sun or the moon. They were in a great storm of the stars for days, and people that they just all hadn't eaten, and storm is crashing. That little boat is cracking like a toothpick out down the ocean, and Paul slips alone, and he talks to the Lord his God. And the angel of the Lord appeared and said, Paul, be of good cheer. I said, what do you mean, be of good cheer? Paul, be of good cheer. I said, not a soul that stays with this. I believe it's 268 souls. Not a soul that stays with this ship will be lost. Tell them to stay with the ship. That's what I'm telling people right now. Stay in the ship of Zion. Stay in the church. I don't care what the world does. Keep your place in the ship. This church, this ship is going somewhere. Hallelujah. All the way to heaven's shore. Go and praise God. Heaven belongs to us, church. All but through a word of wisdom that God gave through prophets of old. Now, when Joseph, think about Joseph. See, this gift can be manifested in many ways. Let's look at different ways it can be manifested. To Joseph, it was the interpretation of a dream. In Genesis chapter 41, God showed him the future. When Joseph was 17 years of age, God showed him his entire life in a dream. He knew that he would be a leader. He knew he would be great. He knew that his brothers would bow down to him. Nobody believed it, but it came to pass because it was the gift of the word of wisdom operating in Joseph's life. God showing him in a dream his future. Now, to Daniel, it was by a night vision. To Joseph, by a dream. To Daniel, by a night vision. In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw in a night vision. Now, Ezekiel, he was caught away in the spirit and given his revelation. The Apostle John, he was caught up in the spirit on the Lord's day. He didn't have a praise team. He didn't have anybody to sing him happy. He didn't have a preacher to preach him happy. He was all alone on a lonely piece of real estate on the Isle of Patmos. He was put there for his testimony for Jesus Christ. But somehow, he got in the spirit on the Lord's day. He said, I was caught up in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice behind me as the sound of many waters. I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw one like unto the Son of Man. He was girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His hair was white like wool. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass that burned in the furnace. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Hallelujah. He said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as one is dead. He laid his hand upon me and said, John, fear not. I am the first and the last. I'm he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of hell. And he handed the keys off to the church, said, go do what I did and do the greater works that I sent my church to do. Go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, the word of wisdom can function in a dream. It can function in a vision. It can be functioned by being caught up in the third heaven. It can function any way God wants it to function. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me tell you about the gift in my own life. In my own life, in an all-night prayer, God allowed me, through this gift of the word of wisdom, it functioned through me. As I was praying all night long, about 3 a.m. in the morning, God opened up time. He gave me a vision of my wife, Teresa, with the most beautiful, fulfilled expression on her face. She was holding a little baby that she had given birth to, and she looked so happy. I saw the color of the gown. I never told her what I saw. I told her I would tell you at the right time. You know, when these things started functioning through my life, my mother told me, said, son, don't tell everybody like that. Think you crazy. She said, they won't understand what God is doing, son. So keep some of these things to yourself. I see some of you, you've had some out of that little bucket, amen. But she was holding a beautiful baby. And guess what? Teresa and I weren't even married at the time. But God showed me the future. And I knew I would marry her. And 4 years later, she gave birth to that beautiful daughter, Jessica Brooks Nelson. And today, Jessica and her husband have given us two beautiful grandchildren. God is a great God, but he gave me a fragment of what would come. God didn't show me everything. He only gave me a fragment, a portion, but he gave me enough for my faith to latch onto that where I knew that I knew and I was sure that I was sure. Amen. That when I had double bypass surgery, quadruple bypass, two of them shut down, and I was told God, I said, God, I wasn't expecting that. I said, I just expect that doctor to say everything's fine. Come back and see us in 2 years. And God spoke to me and said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Oh, I carried in my Bible. I said, thank you, Lord. I went on for my visit. I come home. My wife was standing at the door with this card. She said, you need to read this. It is a word from God. I said, read it to me. It says, fear not. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your home. He will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Today God says to you, because you have loved me, I will deliver you. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue and honor you. I said, where is that in the Bible? She said, Psalms 91. I said, get a King James version, because that's not King James there. I said, and open it and read the next verse after that. I guarantee you it says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. God said glory. She says, it says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Well, I got to studying that thing and studying and studying. That word salvation in the Hebrew there is Yeshua. If you ever get a revelation of Psalms 91:16, I'm still working on that. You can get anything from God because he'll show you Jesus. A word, just a word. That's how that. Another time it operated in my life as a little child, that the child, she had a great big growth there, and they had celebrated her birthday in October. And I fasted 3 days and went to pray for that child. And God healed that little child. I was riding down the road coming back, and I saw a vision. And I saw that growth in that little baby. All of a sudden, it started diminishing. A little black speck and disappeared. I said, she's healed. And that child lived. They had Christmas at Christmas. I followed that child till she was a teenager, and she was still healed. I tell you, when God shows you something, it will come to pass. Go and praise God. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:3 gives the full measure regarding the gift of prophecy. A lot of people get the gift of prophecy and the word of wisdom and the revelational gifts mixed up. They're not even, one is a inspirational gift, and one prophecy is an inspirational gift, and these others are revelational gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians 14:3. Let's see what this one does, because a lot of people teach and get this mixed up. But he that prophesied, speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's it. That's all it does. It does not tell the future. It's an inspirational gift. It comforts, it edifies, and it exhorts. It operates in the church so often when you don't even know it. You had a bad hair day, and somebody comes up and says, God just loves you. I exhort you, hang in there. Everything's going to be all right. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And you're just bringing comfort. It might just be God operates that gift when you lay your hand on somebody's shoulder and say, I love you. I appreciate you, your gifts to the body of Christ. Thank you so much for helping me. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your songs. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's just exhorting people and comforting them and edifying, building the body of Christ up instead of tearing it down. See, there's no revelation of the future associated with the gift of prophecy. It exhorts, it comforts, and edifies. Now, the prophet, that's an office. He's a seer. He sees the future, and these gifts operate through this gift of the fivefold ministry gifts. Gift of prophecy, however, is an inspirational gift, not a revelational gift. The prophet is a seer, the prophet of God. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers, the fivefold ministry. And God puts these in the body as it pleases him. He operates the gifts as it pleases him. But when God puts you in a position, if God sets you there, you're set. You may not function like others. You may not have as large a ministry, but you may affect more people than somebody that has a great big ministry, a huge church. Sometimes I look at the places I go and the things I do and the people I come into contact all day long, gifts are flowing out of me. And I know that because I've studied them in detail. And so many people call, I tell people, I say, if the world ever finds out you can pray, they will beat a door, a path to your door. If they can find out you pray. I get text from people all over. I say, I wish that person would come to our church. Dear God, I'm telling them all this stuff. If they would just come to the church, I'd lay hands on them and let God heal them. Amen. I believe when I lay my hands on people, I believe in my heart, if they will open their heart, the power of God will hit them. The power's in me. The faith is in you. When you bring power and faith together, that's a Holy Ghost explosion. Boom. And there it is, the manifestation of the Spirit. That's how it operates. So turn your faith loose and you quit talking devil talk and the world's talk and the doctor's talk and the hospital's talk. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe God's report. And I tell you what, I've got a lot of healings and a lot of things from God just by believing God's report. Go and praise God for the report. See, God showed us the future of what belongs. Woo, glory. I love it when that streak of glory hits my sister there. God showed us the future of what belongs to the church. We're not sitting here in a dead morgue listening to a sermonette by a preacherette. No, we're here to hear the word of God and to rise and shine and do great exploits. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Get a picture of what God has in mind for you. It excites you, I promise you. Amen. I tell you. Prophecy, exhortation, edification, comfort. The prophet, he's a seer. He operates in word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. The gift which reveals, which is a revelation of the future, is the word of wisdom. The prophets of old in the New Testament were seers. They saw the future, and all of these possessed the gift of a seer, the word of wisdom. We are to covet earnestly the best gifts. We are to desire spiritual gifts. We are to be zealous of spiritual gifts. God said, "You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Brother Cooper sends me things all the time, and I read them. He writes volumes of books to me. My wife is my witness. I read it, and then I shoot him something back. But what he's doing, he is exhorting people, comforting people with these. He's edifying the body and telling them scripture after scripture after scripture of what they can expect from God. And people say, I don't believe that. Well, that's why you don't have it, because you don't believe it. If you shall believe, you shall see the glory of God. I'm lying in the bed, and I've been cut open, and I'm looking at the ceiling. This voice come to me and said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." I didn't say a word. I knew it was scriptures in James. Come back again. "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of God." I still didn't say a word. The Bible says, "Try the spirit, see if it be of God." Now, I'd been down this road before when the devil told me things, and, you know, I just kept my mouth shut till he revealed himself. But the voice came back a third time, and the voice said, "God's not going to heal you because you're double-minded." I said, "You lying devil. I recognize you now. God says only believe. All things are possible to him that believes." God said, "If you can believe, you shall see the glory of God." I said, "Go from me, you devil." And I looked up. I said, "Father, I want you to know I believe. My heart is fixed, O God. I'm just like David. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. And I believe what your word says. I believe you will heal me, and I will get up and be healthy." And here I stand years later, glory to God, 73 years young, 74 years young soon, full of power, full of grace, full of glory, having the time of my life preaching stuff that God has revealed to me. Woo! Glory! Go on, praise God. I have a good time preaching the word of God. I can't wait to get here because I got something to say. Go on, praise the Lord. Woo! So I didn't even choose to do this. I was a businessman. He chose me. I said, I don't know why. I wouldn't even chosen me. But he did. Moses comes off the mount with the Ten Commandments, and they built a golden idol. He took the commandments and threw them down. All he saw in Aaron and his brother was an idol worshiper. God looked at the same man and saw a high priest. What does God see when he looks at you? Woo! What is God's purpose for your life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, these things are exciting to me. Covet the gifts. Now, the gifts, they are the weapons of our warfare. They're part of our weaponry. I'm a military man, so I'm looking to know what my weapons are, because I know I'm in a battle. And there's the supernatural power these gifts are, that the Holy Ghost is operating in our midst. Now, most cults are born because the church is not functioning in the gifts. If the total church, moved into the gifts of revelation, such as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, there would be no need for fortune tellers. There would be no need for crystal ball gazers. There would be no need for the psychic network that exists on television. We're engaged right now and engulfed and a great wave of black magic and witchcraft in this country. And one reason for this is the church is not operating in the gifts of the Spirit. So I just decided I'll teach them. Hallelujah. They're exciting to me, and God wants his people to know. The gifts of the Spirit will completely stop the devil's counterfeits. When the real thing comes, when the real thing comes, the bad things have to go because there's no place for them. Think about it. If you turn a light on in a dark room, light flees. It just disappears. Therefore, we're to seek God for these precious gifts. We're to covet the gifts. We're to desire the gifts. We're to be zealous of them. Seek them. We're to do it with all of our hearts. And you've heard me say it many times. The only thing I'm satisfied with in my Christian walk is the fact I have never been satisfied. I read the Apostle Paul. He said that I may know him, the fellowship of his suffering, the power of his resurrection, being made conformable unto his death, lest by any means I should attain to the resurrection. When he writes his last book, one of the most misquoted scriptures of all, 2 Timothy, he said, most preachers quote it like this, "For I know in whom I believe." Paul didn't say that at all. Paul said, "For I know him. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." They took him out to the chopping block. They raised the axe. They came down on his neck. His head rolled off the chopping block. His soul soared home to be with Jesus. He said, "For me to depart is far better. Let us stand." Hallelujah. Word of wisdom is when God makes you known to you the future, you know what's going to take place. And it takes place because God told you. You don't have to try to make it take place. All you got to do is wait. Serve God and wait on what he's showing you. Hallelujah. Let us
sing. At the cross, where I first saw.